Let us pray. First, we think upon the words of our Lord Jesus. Come to me, all you who are weary and who are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Loving God, in whom all things are made whole, you sent your Son, our Saviour, to heal a broken world. We gather today, 11 months into this pandemic, but thankful that at last progress is being made with the delivery of vaccines, both in this country and around the world. We do pray that in this program of vaccination, that no person or no country shall be forgotten, that there will be a spirit of unity and common purpose and concern. Now, O God, in our time with you, visit us, we pray, with your salvation, that we may be blessed in body, mind, and spirit, and find peace and life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Jesus also said, "Anyone who comes to me, I will never turn away." In silence and in penitence, but knowing of grace, we confess our sins. Lord Jesus, you came to reconcile us to God and to one another. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you heal the wounds of sin and division. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you offer us a new beginning. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. God is love. Through Jesus, our sins are forgiven. Let us live in the power of the Spirit. Amen. Thanks be to God. We listen now to our first reading, in which the prophet Isaiah speaks of the servant of the Lord.